Hello everyone, you've tuned into the Simple Thoughts, Many Reflections podcast, the show that brings you a few minutes of light-hearted and simple everyday thoughts and some reflections on those thoughts. And I'm your host, Faisal Hasnain. Today's episode is about the Social Progress Index. It's something that I knew nothing about a few days ago. So the other day, I came across the famous saying by President John F. Kennedy at his inaugural address in 1961 when he said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." That got me thinking a bit about how an everyday common person can help his country. Not the rich and famous, but an everyday average person. Someone who is already struggling day in and day out in order to maintain himself and his family. I guess that he does this by doing his job or running his business diligently and honestly. And in doing so, he is doing his individual bit and contributing to his country's economy, maybe its exports and its GDP. He does this by properly paying his taxes on what he earns, and thereby contributing to the country's cash flow. He does this by helping others and by generally being a good person, and is therefore helping others to be productive, and is also being a good ambassador for his country. He does this by trying to get his children a good education so that they become productive and good citizens in the future, and therefore they continue to contribute to the country's progress. I guess that these are just some of the ways by which your average common person can help his country. Then the question that also arises is, how does one measure what your country is doing for you? And here, I'm again talking about the country helping the everyday common person. And these probably comprise over 95% or more of any country's population. And so, if one looks for the sort of things that a country can and should do for its common citizens, the things that readily come to mind are provision of good quality food at reasonable and affordable prices, affordable housing, access to quality education for one's children that is either free or is affordable, the sort of education that provides a pathway for their future careers, personal safety and security, an efficient public transportation system, access to good, free, or at least affordable medical and healthcare, unemployment benefits if one is without a job, and the support to find a new job, availability of parks and places of recreation and sports facilities and libraries, to have forums to raise genuine concerns and to air one's grievances, freedom of expression and freedom to give an opinion, access to quick and fair legal and judicial processes, efficient government processes to help you in your dealings with the local municipalities and other government agencies, and so on. In a nutshell, it's really about addressing the very basic needs of the ordinary person and responding to the real important questions that matter, such as, do I have enough to eat? Can I educate my children? Can I get medical care when me or my family falls sick? Am I safe? And so on. So to take my research further, when I checked online, I was actually pleasantly surprised that there actually is an index that has been compiled that tries to measure the support that a country gives its citizens, including the sorts of things that I am talking about. This index is called the Social Progress Index, and it is compiled by the Social Progress Imperative, which is an organization that was set up in 2012, so just 8 years ago. The Social Progress Index, the SPI, looks at three broad categories that comprise the SPI framework. And these are, number one, The provision of basic human needs such as food, shelter, water and sanitation, basic medical care, safety and security. Number two, the foundations of well-being, which is access to things that help build your lives, such as access to education, communication and information. Number three, opportunities, such as access to employment and advanced education, basic personal rights, freedom of choice, freedom from discrimination, and equal opportunities to follow your goals, dreams, and ambitions. These three categories are then subdivided further and sub-subdivided even further. And in compiling the country's scores, the SPI excludes pure financial equations such as the GDP of a country or its GDP per capita or its foreign exchange reserves. Things like that, which are obviously important financial statistics for economic measurements, but which completely ignore the actual living conditions of the average person within a country. Furthermore, the SPI tries to look at the quality and the outcomes, not the intention or the amounts that are spent. So, for example, the SPI does not measure how much a country spends on education. It looks at what opportunities are provided for people to be educated and how well they are actually educated. And apart from measuring countries, this index can also be applied within a country to its provinces, regions, cities, municipalities, and even to industries and organizations to try and identify gaps within the system, fill those gaps, and therefore improve people's day-to-day lives. Now, which are the countries that made the top 5 positions on the 2020 index? Well, at the top of the ladder are Norway, Denmark, Finland, followed by New Zealand, and then by Sweden. So the Scandinavian countries take 4 out of the top 5 places. The next 5 places go to Switzerland, Canada, Australia, Iceland, and the Netherlands. For the complete list, you can check out the website socialprogress.org, which I'm sure you'll find very interesting. The methodology is obviously not perfect, as there is some judgment involved. And it has come in for some criticism. But nevertheless, I think that it's a good start and the index will hopefully continue to evolve and improve over time. So it's called the Social Progress Index. Do check it out. So that's all for today, folks. Thank you so much for listening and I hope that you enjoyed this short program. And if you did, then please subscribe to get access to previous episodes and to receive future episodes automatically. And if you can share the podcast with a friend, that would be great. As always, take care and have a wonderful day. This is Faisal signing out.